Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, good morning. Excuse me. Got a little cough here. But I'm all right. Good morning, listening audience. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. We have a great show for you. I want to thank Isaiah, as we do each and every time we come on these airwaves as he introduces this show. Excuse me. I just want to just thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful morning. I was chewing on a little something, and it went down the wrong way. But I'll be together here in a minute. I want to be glad, thankful, and happy to be alive and to be able to share with you some thoughts this morning. Our topic today is about ethically doing things right in business. Ethically doing things right in business. And so I'm going to cover some key issues and key topics today around that question. But the thing that's really interesting, I never forget, my teacher, Dr. Malana Karinga, said that the 21st century would be a question, things ethically right. What is, and he said, that's why he said we'll see such stuff as biology ethics, chemistry ethics. People, everything's going to be phased in the question of ethics and what is right. It's just like right now, people in this country are going through what is presidential ethics, and especially after this weekend's tirade by President Donald Trump, calling players SOBs, and they should be snatched off the field and fired, insulting NFL and NBA players. I mean, when does it stop with this guy? But, you know, my focus is not so much as the president today, but I mean, but he gives us a good starting point when we want to talk about ethical questions and ethical issues. I never forget when he said, you know, you see a woman, you like her, grab her by the pussy. I mean, hey, you know, what kind of dimwit nut do we have in the Oval Office who's able to get away with saying stuff like that, and it does not infuriate the masses of people? And people say, you know, oh, that's just, you know, that's locker room talk, you know. You know, to me, it's a reflector of poor judgment and character, and it leads to people doing things that are unethical because it starts at the top. And when you got an unethical person at the top, it filters all the way down to the bottom. Let's talk about that in terms of, like, network marketing, okay? I've seen some great things done in network marketing, and I've seen some very unethical things done in network marketing. It usually starts with the leader or whoever is the person's upline. A lot of network marketing companies, you have people that become what's called directors, or, you know, they're the top of their organization. And some people manipulate folk unethically in this business called network marketing. And people ask me questions all the time. I never forget a young lady asked me, she says, you know, my director, you know, he's a married man, and, you know, he calls me, I'm a single woman, he calls me 10, 11, 12 o'clock and stuff at night. Is that right? I said, no, it's not right. I said, one, he's married. Two, I said, you're single. I said, he needs to reach you business-wise, whatever it is, he needs to reach you about business-wise. If he can't talk to you before 9 o'clock at night, and he just has to wait till the next day. It ain't nothing that's burning that bad that he needs to talk to you 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. He's testing you to see how far he can go, because that's just unacceptable behavior to me in terms of business and business decor and business etiquette and also business ethics. Also, single women, if you get into an affair with your upline, that is unethical. It destroys organizations. It destroys companies, especially if the guy is married. I mean, if the guy is married, you got no business being in bed with him. He has a wife. It's unethical. And, you know, the guy that's doing it is wrong on him. And you knowing him being married is wrong on you. And if you do something like that, you owe his wife an apology. But it's very, very unethical. And I've seen that destroy people's organizations. So it's very, very important in terms of business ethics that we be very, very mindful of it not turning into such stuff as scandal, empire, the haves and the have-nots, for those of you that watch those type of shows. You know, we don't need those kind of things in our business world. We don't need people having affairs. If there's a married guy and he's a top leader and he's having affairs with women, and people, to me, ultimately in the corporate office need to sit him down, give him a warning. I don't say get rid of him, but give him a warning and let him know that, hey, you need to keep your wee-wee in your pants. You got a wife to have sex with. You don't need to be having sex with women in your organization, and especially when the person's having sex with two and three different women in the organization. All it does, it creates animosity amongst the team and causes people to have friction and all kind of stuff. So, you know, so that's a very, very important area of being ethical in business, is having appropriate relationships, these relationships that some people be having. I could spend a lot of time on that. I just wanted to touch on that as one of the areas that I see that people do things in that's unethical. Another unethical thing that people do is you're building a team and there's somebody in the company that's making more money than you, and they start going after people on your team, telling people on your team how they can become a part of their team, because people think if they get on their team that they're going to have some kind of way, some magic access to more money, other stuff. They still got to do the work. But I've seen that where people will steal people's people. So it's hard enough you're fighting against your competition, and then when you got to fight against the people inside your company, that's a double whammy. You know, like I said, it's hard enough fighting to build your team and recruit people in the midst of dealing with competitive companies. But when you have to deal with competitive people in your own company who will steal your people, that is really, really horrible, you know. And so, again, what I'm talking about today, this Sunday morning, is ethics and doing things ethically right. I'd never forget when I was in a company called A.L. Williams and how people would manufacture, and Art Williams, he knew it, and when he would catch you, he'd get rid of you. But how people would manufacture business. Well, how do you mean manufacture business, Baba Jahi? Well, in the life insurance industry, when you would make a sale and you get a monthly check, 1 month's premium from the person, the company would pay you as if the person had paid for the whole 9 months. So a lot of times people would have people buy a policy that they knew was going to lapse. Now, when we say lapse, I mean people are going to just pay that first month premium, they pay the next month premium or the next month or the next month or the next month. But that would create some instant cash for the agent because you got paid as if they paid 9 months of that premium. And so that how you got your advances in terms of on your commission. And so you had people that would unethically sell somebody a policy that, one, they knew was not going to be able to pass a physical. Two, knew that they wasn't going to keep the policy and they just was selling it to them so that they could get some quick cash and then hope that they could find somebody else to replace them with so that it would, quote-unquote, balance out. Never seemed to balance out for people. I remember this one couple, they ended up getting charged back out of the business with $300,000+ worth of chargebacks because they had so many unethical people writing policies. And so it comes back to bite you in the butt by not being ethical with what you're doing. So make sure you're ethical in your transactions, your commissions. And I was, you know, basically I was talking about network marketing, but also in terms of small businesses, you know, make sure that you're fair with people. You should be looking at how to develop with people long-term relationships. See, everything that I do with people as far as taxes, travel business, nonprofit business, I'm looking to develop a long-term relationship with the person. So it ain't going to be no, let me see what I need to do to get over so I can get some quick money. No, it's long-term. Sometimes by being long-term, you know, that means I put more time into going through information with the person. I might meet with them 6 times before we do a money transaction. Some people say, you know, I wouldn't waste all that time. If you can't get it from them on the first appointment, boom, don't do it. And it reminds me of, again, in A.L. Williams, R. Williams had some policies that if people had implemented all the time, you know, they wouldn't have had certain problems. One of his policies was never sell on the first appointment. He said on the first appointment, you need to get to know the family. You know, you want to share your information. He said, but more important, the most important thing is you want to know who you're going to be doing business with and getting to know that family. See, that's about building a long-term relationship. If you're a salesperson and you're selling something to people, you should know them. You should know who their children are. You should know some things about their children. They should know some things about you, your family, your children, because you're interacting. That's the ethical way to do business, is to build that long-term relationship. And so when you develop a long-term relationship, see, then whatever I want for you is what I would want for myself. So hopefully what you want for yourself is ethical and right. See, and like I said, for me, you know, it's just, it's no question. I mean, there's certain things that just ain't going to be happening. You know, one is I'm not getting in any affairs with any women. I have a wife. I'm happily married. And so there's no need for me to do unethical things to end up in affairs and relationships with women that I meet through the business that I'm involved in on my business interactions or business endeavors. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. So it's very, very important all the time that we think about ethically what we do business-wise, ethically charging people the right price, you know. Prices fluctuate because it depends on how much money they need today. See, pricing is supposed to be standard and standardized, and it's supposed to be the same price for everyone, not I'm going to charge this person that and I'm going to charge that person. That if there's a difference in price, it should be because there's a difference in services that are being rendered. So you must be ethical in your pricing. You must be ethical and how you deliver your services. And like I said, I don't call anybody after 9 o'clock at night. I don't call anybody on Sundays during the daytime or in the morning. I know people go to their faith-based services, as far as whatever their faith is. If I have to call somebody on a Sunday, I do a team call on a Sunday night. we have to call a client unless we arrange to talk on a Sunday and already had said when we talked earlier in the week that we would follow up on a Sunday, then I call them on a Sunday. I call some people on Saturdays, not that many, because I usually don't like to call people on the weekends. I like to respect people and clients' time so that their time would be finished, especially if I know people work all week and they don't have that much time for their family on the weekend. Then unless they agreed or asked me to call them on the weekend, my calling time for them was Monday through Friday. If they work during the week, then I will call them Monday through Friday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. It's prime time calling. So a little bit couple calls after 8:30, but nothing after 9 o'clock at night. Unless they work a graveyard shift and they get in after 11, and they've already set an appointment for me to call them at 12 or 1 o'clock at out, 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock in the morning, then I will set my clock to do that. And if it's a female that needs to be called during that time of the morning because they work that shift, then I pass that on to my wife so that my wife can call. So you need to have your own ethical standards of how you will do business, your own ethical standards of how you would do business in a manner in which you have a code of conduct. And it's important to have a code of conduct, you know, because that way, see, everything that rises and falls on leadership. And so by having a code of conduct, then you will have the ability to demonstrate to your team and your followers that you are a leader worth following. That means more to people than anything else. See, but when you steal people's people, when people know you're having affairs, people know that you miscount money, that you try to rip folk off, you know, people ain't gonna have no respect for you as a leader. You know, you can get by for a while, like Art Williams used to say. You know, sooner or later, somebody's going to smell you out. And when they do, they're going to be, like, disappointed, hurt, and going to be saying, you know, why they do that? Don't they know everybody know what's going on? Don't they think we're stupid? So it's important to make sure that we are ethical business people, and we do things with a code of conduct, a high standard of morals, and a commitment to excellence. Our leader used to say the following: dedication, discipline, sacrifice, achievement. Is that if you dedicate yourself to doing something, and then you discipline yourself to that dedication, and you're willing to sacrifice, you will achieve great things. So that's a little thing there for y'all, some of y'all to remember. Dedication. Make sure that you're dedicated to what it is that you want to achieve in life. You got to be dedicated. When you're dedicated, see, then you will go and you will fight the battle. You will continue to move forward. You know, that's what it takes to win championships in sports, a team being dedicated. And then once you're dedicated, then so you will discipline yourself to doing what it takes to win. Disciplining yourself to do what it takes to win. Sacrificing. You know, now I can't talk enough about sacrificing. I mean, you know, Art Williams used to talk about, see, you know, you win when you pay the price. And people say, well, what's the price, Art? And Art would say, you'll know when you paid it. Because, see, sacrifice for some people is not the same as sacrifice for other people. But when you sacrifice, and you sacrificed enough, I never forget, I remember my mentor, Father A.J. McKnight, used to say, The reason you go through certain things over and over again is because God is testing you. And when you pass the test, you won't have to go through it no more. See, so you got to learn how to pass your tests in life. You're going to get tested. Make no mistake about it. You're going to get tested. Sometimes we pass the test and sometimes we fail the test. I'm glad to test of certain things in my life that I've been able to pass. And so I can talk about these things. I can talk about not having affairs because I don't have to go through that. I've passed that test. Some people haven't tested yet, so they're still fighting with that. Something inside of them has not let them relinquish that and let it go. They haven't decided to sacrifice enough to move away from that deviant behavior. See, so dedication, discipline yourself, be willing to make the sacrifice. See, when the pain of change outweighs the pain of staying the same, will one change? See, so you got to ask yourself, you know, tired of certain kind of pains. That's what happened for me in life. I got tired of certain kind of pains, and I didn't want to experience them no more. And so, hey, I had to let certain things go. That's why I was going to keep experiencing that pain. And you have to decide what things you need to let go so that you can get rid of the pain that you have. And it could be something as simple as being overweight. Okay. If you're overweight, you have to make a decision of how much you're going to discipline yourself and sacrifice it. I mean, you might not can eat that slice of apple pie and 3 scoops of ice cream on top of it at 12 o'clock at night before you go to bed. You have to cut that out of your diet. It means that you have to investigate to how you eat and what you eat proportional-wise. For me, I basically eat one meal a day. I have a snack or two, but I basically eat one balanced meal a day. I have some fruit in the morning, some fruit in the afternoon, sometimes a midday sandwich and a glass of lemonade and an apple. Then in the evening, I might have me some lima beans, or this evening, I'll be having me some fresh squash cooked that I picked from my garden, some squash cooked with garlic, onions, bell pepper, and jalapeno pepper. And you're talking about a meal. Ooh, that is yummy, yummy, yummy. That is yummy, yummy, yummy for the tummy. But that's how I eat. You have to decide how you're going to eat. But see, that's another discipline thing in terms of our diet. And, you know, because bottom line is this, if you're overweight, and you got too much fat around your heart, it ain't waiting on you, okay? It's just a matter of time. Your body can't keep pushing all of that weight. And you have to decide when you want to let the weight go. See? You have to make that decision. Nobody can make it for you. There's not a program that'll work for you until you decide that you are going to work the program. And I know talking about ethics, you might say, well, you know, how we get on the subject of weight loss? Because to me, that's another ethical battle, to make sure that you take care of your body. Take care of your body. We say it's a temple. And why do we put all kinds of things in our temple? Take care of your body. And so, these are some of the things that I wanted to share this morning as we look at the ethical way to do business. Most important thing in the ethical way of doing business, as I get ready to wrap up here for this Sunday morning, is make sure you have ethics in your personal relationships with people. Your personal business relationships with people, make sure they're ethical. Make sure they're not anything that's unethical. And make sure you're fair and responsible, treat people right, and do what's right. Next, make sure that your ethical and your money handlings and your transaction handlings. You know, very, very important to make sure that you are ethical in your money transactions and your business transactions with people. Because once you rip somebody off, it's over. You've destroyed a relationship. They're going to eventually find out. And when they find out, you're going to lose that person for business. And once you lose them for business, you ain't never getting them back. Because all they're going to do is, I remember. I mean, it's just like people who used to go to certain churches, and then they stopped going to his behavior. A very prominent pastor ended up getting a young lady pregnant who was pregnant at the same time that his wife was pregnant, and had her sit on the front row of the church right by his wife. And that became, well, first of all, the people knew that he had impregnated the other lady. But to flaunt her in front of his wife like that, that just humiliated a lot of people in his congregation. And then they eventually decided to leave that church. See, so it's important that we make sure that we do what's ethically and morally right, transactions and relationships. No double dealing. You know, no double dealing. You know what I mean? Either you this way or you that way. You know, because people cannot stand slick talking, fancy talking people who they talk so fast that they think they're getting over on you. Take your time and break it down so people can understand. Or as I like to say, break it down like a chicken wing so that people can understand what it is that you're sharing with them. If you're ethically right, then what you want to do is you want to make sure that they understand. You don't want to share and they don't understand. You want to make sure that they understand. So that's so, so important. Okay, I believe Ms. Falk will be back on the air tomorrow. We might be taking a break for about a week or two as we reorganize some things around show contents and things that we want to do going into October, November, and December for the last quarter of years as we close out the year here on Home Based Business 101. So if we don't air anything for about a week or two, we're fine. We just will be coming back at you. All right. So until the next time, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 on the Gospel of Working from Home Sunday morning show. We thank you for tuning in to the shows that you have tuned into in the previous weeks. We thank the listeners who have listened to the show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. And pray that we don't end up in war no time soon. I don't want to see nuclear missiles flying around in the sky trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do next. I like my peaceful Sundays like this morning. I'm sitting here on my front porch looking at my two pecan trees. And, you know, some of the nuts will be ripe soon when you just pick them right out the pod. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. This time of the year is a great time of the year for picking pecans in Rocky Mount. And I usually end up picking me about 50 to sometimes 100 pounds of pecans. Have enough nuts to last throughout the year. So, that's also about being ethical, knowing how to take care of yourself through nature. Anyway, have a great and wonderful day. God bless you.